Welcome to Ever Beyond on Wolf Spirit Radio. Be prepared to leave your belief systems behind as we go beyond teachers, beyond gurus, beyond duality, ever beyond, 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 beyond. Greetings, sisters and brothers, all around this little blue dot hanging in space. We want to take you out there today. We want to start right there. You know, let's start. We're looking at the planet from outer space. We're looking at the sun. We can see the sun, and we can see Venus over there, and there's Mercury, and there's Mars over there on the left, and we're then going to be zooming out somewhat, but let's start here and on a tiny point right in the kind of northern side of this tiny little blue dot is Guelph, Ontario, from which Tracy Kennedy is speaking. Hello, Tracy.
Hello, JP. How are you tonight?
How's that?
Love.
that's somewhere to start, eh? So, because I mean, we're going to be talking about, you know, stuff that's happening on Earth. An insight that I had earlier this week that I shared with you a night or so ago. And also the topic of the week, which is the Galactic Ribbon Anomaly, which is suddenly, it's like... The way I'm looking at this is like the ribbon changes everything. It's like a slogan. The ribbon changes everything. It's like that the monster in Doctor Who, the Silenced, who when you looked away from them, you couldn't remember them anymore. And it's one of these things, you know. You think, ah, the ribbon. Oh crap, the ribbon. Then the ribbon turns your perspective upside down, because the ribbon is saying what really matters. What really matters to you? And even if the ribbon is an illusion, even if the ribbon is just something that will pass over us and nothing apparently will happen, it appears to be something that changes everything profoundly. It seems to be, from some of the research that I've been doing, the impetus for a star to turn from one state to another. We know that the universe, quantum universe, has this thing about instant movement from one state to another. It doesn't seem to be any sort of slow transitions. You know, you're on a quantum level, you're going from one quantum level to the other. It's like that. It just happens instantly. So, what happens? What's the life cycle of a star? Is that a star goes from a yellow sun to a red giant, and we've been seeing that on crop circles. You know, it's no longer a little dot in the middle of the crop circle. It's a great big disc. So, having front-loaded the entire conversation, where do we go from here, Tracy?
Well, it's very cool, because when I started doing research on this stuff, this specifically, I have to say it was about a year and a half ago, and I'd catch little things, and then I'd start looking at physics sites. And now, it's just exploded, which is, again, goes exactly with what you said about the ribbon. We're all seeing it. I guess so many millions of people have decided to look out there and know it's not just what's happening on the planet. Mm. So, it's changing us. It looks like we've already had a complete magnetic field reversal in a couple places on this planet. So, I don't know, Jay, time of prophecy? What do you think?
Well, I mean, it just basically takes all the kind of superstitious stuff and there's and kind of sort of brushes that off the table, leaving some kind of much denser objects lying on the table. Like the Mayan calendar and things like that. And then we, you know, I prefer to listen to what the natives have been saying because they tend to keep it pure, and yes. It's not been adulterated by the Roman Church. So, just looking around at all the other ones, it's like, okay, this is the beginning of a cycle. This is a quantum leap. Now, all right. So let's just have a look at it from the perspective that I've been looking at this. Is if we take our solar system and we're looking at it and we're zooming out from it, and then you can see the Earth getting closer to the Sun until all you see is the little yellow dot in the blackness, and we come up, and then they see that little yellow dot starts to group together with other little yellow and blue dots, and appears to be a kind of twisting, spiraling group of yellow dots that goes into a sort of cloud as we're zooming out. And this cloud becomes part of a spiral arm, like a kind of starfish, as we go out, and we see that the galaxy is like an enormous kind of disc-shaped starfish with these spiral arms, and we're kind of really quite near the tip of one of them. We're in the suburbs, when you then look at what this thing is, it's a living, breathing entity which is evolving itself, and it's evolving itself by sending out pulses of intelligence carried on a magnetic wave, and that intelligence takes everything to its next level. Its next quantum level. It's like pumping enough energy into every single atom to take everything up to the next level, and we see it from the edge point of view. We see it as a ribbon coming towards us. But if you were to zoom up and look at the galaxy, you'd see it as a ripple going outwards from the center,
like a wave. Yes, in all directions.
Yeah, in all directions from the center.
Yes.
We saw this. So let's pull a few things together, because we've got more than prophecy. We have things like remote viewing. We've got details that come from contactees. We've got native stories. We've even got Sasquatch stories. all of these things have a convergence. They're all saying, something's happening at the end of this year. It's good. Don't be afraid. And it's all right. It's good. Don't be afraid. But it might appear to be a scary thing. Don't you agree, Tracy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
But listeners to Wolf Spirit Radio, astute as they are, will hear that there are ways of, your show started off with a reading from Confucius, and he was talking to the man, and Confucius himself was learning something from this guy that he saw jump in this really wild river and was swimming in the currents that the river made. Instead of being dashed on the rocks, he used all the vortexes and eddy currents of the river and navigated his way across the river, like a salmon does. The salmon knows the vortex, so it doesn't jump. Salmons don't jump. They get themselves into this roiling coil of vortex that is spinning at the bottom of the waterfall, and it flips up through. It goes, it's basically... It's like caught in a fan, and it gets flicked up through the water, and that's how it gets up the rivers. They don't jump, but they probably don't land very well. Imagine landing like a salmon. That's probably why they're quite tender by the time they get.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, they're real ugly by the time they get up to the top there. Meanwhile, sorry, Tracy.
Fight. It's okay. It's the same. Well, actually, the salmon do. They go in the opposite direction of the river. But the gentleman was just going with it, not fighting it, going with it. And like you said, I think that's what we need to do. Not fight. See it happening, see it coming, and prepare. Yeah. This guy didn't just jump in the middle, I'm sure, his very first time. He would have died. So he prepared to do this. He trained to do this. Didn't fight it, but it would have taken some prep. That's what we have to do.
Yeah. So this is part of our mission. I've just had a thought. I hope he's not going to turn off the he does this sometimes. My housemate, he switches off the router halfway in the middle of my show. So anyway, where were we? So this is, yeah, the going with the flow. I mean, if there is any time you need to go with the flow, it's now. Okay, we need to live a really spontaneous life. And really, I wouldn't worry about any rules anymore. You know, I wouldn't worry. You know, obviously you have to be safe. So, you know, don't go crashing a light, crashing a red light. You know, that would be silly. You know, you don't have to risk, you know, take unnecessary risks. But imagine that the rule of authority is not for such a long time. See what you can do to clog it up, slow it down, and then do something that you love to do. Just do everything you love doing. Forget about anything else. Don't do the things you don't like doing. You know, somebody will do it if it's necessary, and might enjoy doing it. Give somebody else the space to do the things that you used to do that you didn't like doing. Ah, right, okay. Oh, sorry, let me just adjust the volumes. They're saying that I'm very low. Oh. How low can you go? All right, I'm sorry about that. Yes, I've got you now. Okay, so yes. No, it's all good. So, I'm fascinated by this whole... it's like a remembering, a realization. Yes, the ribbon, that's what the ribbon is. This is what David Wilcock's talking about in his book. This is what Paula Violette's talking about in his book. This is the event that we've been waiting for. This is the moment of evolution of our star from a yellow star to a great big red one, and what happens to us? We evolve. Our planet evolves. What happens to our planet? Do we become a glowy, fuzzy planet like Jupiter and Saturn?
Maybe.
Do we start?
Like you said, you know, it's all the things that just said, and even for those people so inclined, this could be what that whole story was meant to talk about. The Christ entity returning.
Yeah.
Could be all the same stuff.
Yeah.
And those usually end well, basically, after a tribulation and trial. Eventually, the books all seem to point to, and then it works out okay. So.
I think it will be fine. I really think, you know, people say, you know, what about my pets? What about this? What about this? What about... I think we just need to relax and trust that everything's going to be good. Because if we don't, if we start thinking things are going to go bad, that's like a mantra from hell that is going to make your life a misery.
So true.
I've decided every time I have a little negative thought comes along, I just sort of bat it out of my court and put an opposite one in. You know, if I think of fear, I think of love. You know, if I think of anger, I think of peace. Something that is gonna move that energy into a different direction, because it's just energy.
It might have been kicked off by one, but you can kick it in another place. Yes. But, yes, just chill. Just relax. Because, you know, it's a very stressful time. Everybody seems to be stressed. And having a relaxed attitude, it seems to change things in this whole thing. You know, and, yes, back to the other one, is this forgiveness thing. I told you my little miracle story the other day, didn't I, Tracy?
No.
I had a friend here. She was having an argument with her ex-husband, and her child was having an argument, and there was great amounts of tension in the family. And she came over for for tea, as people do, and chat. And while she was saying, you know, this sort of very heavy-duty drama was unfolding in her life, and I said, "Have you heard of the Ho'oponopono?" And she said, "No, because it's a funny word." And I said, "Just look at me. Repeat after me. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you." And she repeated them after me. And I'm not kidding. Her ex-partner is a very proud, you know, very artistic kind of temperament relationship. And she said, "He's never said sorry. He's never apologized for anything in our entire relationship, ever since I've known him." And which is why he's an ex, you know. But anyway, 5 minutes later, on her mobile phone, she gets a text from him saying, "I'm sorry, I was such an ass last night." On this phone, she said, "This has never happened." And she just said it to me. This is the power of forgiveness. It's so cool. Did that make sense? Did that story make sense?
Yeah, it sure did. It's amazing.
Without talking to anybody, without contributing to the tension in the situation, she allowed something to relax and play out, and everything turned around. It was just a stunning thing, and it happened just the other day in my very kitchen.
That's
yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, and you know, I'm getting more and more stories like this. This is my life is kind of unfolding in this absolutely stunning way. And most of it is about literally considering my shoulders and taking a breath and letting them drop, you know, because I often find them kind of up around my ears. Do you often find that? It's like, you know, the sound of sharp claws down the blackboard, that sort of thing. It makes my shoulders go up. And I have my shoulders go down, crack, drop the elbows to the floor. And then I find something magical happens after I do that. It's like somehow I'm trying to psychically influence the universe, or at least to stop it making shocking noises.
So are you finding that some people are becoming a lot clearer suddenly, and people are, do you see like a big divide?
I'm seeing everybody in my life has a great big toggle switch on the front of them, and every time I speak to them, I just go click. Try and switch them on in some way. Light them up. That's what I find that I'm doing. So I'm kind of being a bit active about it, I suppose. It's just, it's not like I'm doing it consciously. But that's everything that seems to be happening. And there seem to be no barriers in this. And I had a run-in with a couple of police people a couple of weeks ago. And that was the most amazing experience they've ever had, I have to say.
Okay, but that is awesome.
Nobody would have expected that kind of response. It was such a, you know, I got this in very very short. I got there was a woman police officer. She said proudly, Ah, a revenue collector, I said, interestingly. she started out as, give me your keys. And I, of course, said, no, etc. And right at the end, she was like, really? You're in a band? It's like, you know, do you want to eat these breadcrumbs out of my hand? You know. Yeah. So, yeah, everything is it's like everybody's, I feel radioactive, literally. Mm. You know, like, it's not that I'm going around, you know, like evangelical, you know, praise God or anything like that. I'm just being my normal enthusiastic me. And the word enthusiasm, that means to be filled with spirit. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Of course you did. Mm. You're like that. You know about
you
things
know
like
I
that.
You know I have homework all the time.
Yes. So I think it's a way that we're going to see things from a completely different perspective soon. Hang on, excuse me, I've got a cough.
Yeah, I'm 100% with you. I find that everyone in my life, it's the people that are around me, we're all kind of growing together very quickly now. We're feeling the same things. We're learning from each other. Someone feels weak, the other person feels strong and thinks about you. Amazing synchronicities for me anyway in my life and the people around me. I'll be feeling something and then someone else will mention, you know how I was feeling today, and it will be the exact same.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, even on Friday when people were saying that, you know, they felt a little down after hearing some of the things that have been said on Thursday. And it's not that it's an untrue message, it's just people were feeling about it the same as I was feeling anyway. And we talked it out, and almost everyone in the room was contributing, and we all felt better. And I'm finding more moments of that where people will just sit around, and all of a sudden it's like there doesn't need to be an entire conversation anymore.
Hmm.
One person starts, the other person jumps in, and by the end of the chat, it's either like we finish one sentence or we dance together, however you want to say it. That's very cool.
Yeah, there's the group mind thing going on. That's quite fun. You know, it's like earlier today when we were just setting up for the show, we asked and answered the same question at the same time.
Yeah, that's right.
And, you know, that's happening a lot. So, today's topic, Rode's topic, is the ribbon, the galactic ribbon anomaly, which, from one perspective, i.e. our perspective on the planet, is appearing to be a ribbon. But if you were to zoom out and zoom up and fly up above our galaxy, you would see it as a ripple, like a circular ripple that came out from the center of the galaxy. And indeed, galaxies have rings, don't they?
They do.
And they change color, don't they?
Yep.
So we're going to get a ring. Well, basically, I mean, when you're looking at a galaxy, you don't see it moving. You don't see, you know, the colors changing. But if this is a colored ripple, it means that's the wavefront of a band from one energy to another, isn't it?
Yes.
And it'll have a different color. I wonder what color we're in and the color we're going to. I bet it's to do with 6th ray and 7th ray. But anyway.
Well, I'm not sure what colors the rays are, but from depends on how you're looking at it, with what kind of spectrum of light. But people are saying a bluish white light from the Ibex and the Talmuds and stuff.
Right, a bluish white light.
Yes.
So, Well, that is interesting. So this is going to be an impulse. All right, let's get to it. You know, and see if we can correlate all this data in an hour and a half. All right, but essentially, you know, a lot of what these guys are talking about, and we were talking about Wilcock, who's talking about instant changes, dramatic changes in a species. That happened overnight, and these things happened on regular intervals at like 26 million years and all these sort of numbers. That there's a instant movement from one kind of existence to the next step of existence. So when we're talking about it on a perhaps a human level, we go from the fourth dimensional human to the fifth dimensional human, or whatever that might mean. That we go from being one kind of DNA to another kind of DNA, which instantly changes us into another kind of person, being, thing. Everybody gets an upgrade. Everybody gets the new version. That is the latest version that comes from the central server in the Hunab Ku, the core of the galactic spiral. Huh, got there.
Yes. Immediately. It will be immediate. We know that there's a huge hole in our magnetosphere. There looks like there's also a huge hole on the way towards us from the center of the galaxy. So when we get enough of these particles, whatever they may be, and so far they're still arguing on what they want to call them, we will change.
Hmm.
I think all the GMO plants will be dead because they don't have the genetic backing that we do of having to have been on this planet, and all of our ancestors, well, some, were raised on this planet, so there must be some sort of locking mechanism that's ready for us to change.
Hmm.
GMOs that they've messed with, I think, are finished.
Yeah. There's probably a lot of things that aren't going to make it.
Yes.
And hopefully some of those species are midges, mosquitoes, black widow spiders, all the bitey things, you know. I know they've got their evolutionary value, but, you know, we don't really believe in evolution, do we?
Well, if we continue our thoughts with the ribbons and what you just said.
Yeah.
Spontaneous
evolution.
Yes.
So what happens if you can
buy it?
So, all right. So what happens if during this upgrade process we're presented with a little screen? Please select upgrade method. Typical, custom, advanced. You know, what happens when you hit the advanced? Are you able to? Because what I'm thinking is the more you can move through it, like that guy in the water, then perhaps you can go further than just one or two, and maybe plop out the top of the game. Maybe this is a time when you can you know, take a break from the game.
Maybe.
But you know, what I see is it's like an enormous sphincter.
What?
It's not really. It's not really flesh, but it's that sort of shape of it. It's like a vortex, and it's kind of soft.
I want to help.
Yeah. Well, anyway, you know, it's like always the worst thing that you can imagine is the best thing that's got to happen to you. Meanwhile.
Yeah.
But, there may be a kind of escape valve. And I know a lot of people are talking, you know, I just really want to go home and not just, you know, just home to Hackney, but home to Alpha Centauri or Sirius C or wherever you come from. I want to go home. I'm tired.
Yeah. I've been hearing that, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of people. I'm not ready to go myself. I don't understand the hurry, but that's just me.
Mm.
I think this will be a fun place. We fix her up a little.
I think, well, here's the thing. All right, so what has been happening in the last few months is, I decided to use my intent for the first time in my life, intend things, because I'm a real non-intender, you know. Nintendo? I don't, you know, I never have. I've just allowed the whole universe to come and go, and look what's happened, here I am. Anyway, so I've found myself here, and then I've decided, right, okay, today... Oh, and it was just little things. They were just little things, as, you know, like manifesting some beer money. You know, just a way of testing, you know, these universal theories. And then, you know, that day with the police, I was laughing inside, because the intention that I made in the morning was I'd really like a new car. Wouldn't it be nice if I had a new car, I thought to myself, not an hour before that. And you know, hour and a half later, my car has been stolen by the police. We're not stealing it, we're impounding it. Well, taking something away from someone without their permission, that's stealing, isn't it? Yes. Well, you're stealing my car. But yeah, it was just an answer to the intention. You know, it was a confirmation. They haven't given me a new one yet, but I'm having quite fun. Not going anywhere. Just, you know, staying here at home. I love it's the weather's awful, so I don't want to go out. So everything's fine, and as long as my son has enough Oreos and milk. And broadband, then everything's going to be all right here.
Yeah, I think so. You know, as long as you have lots of tea and biscuits.
That's right.
You're set.
That's right. I've got tea. And so, this is where we're at. And yes, I have a. A violet blue silver is the color of this band, apparently. So that's really nice. And I don't know if you've noticed, but that color, so those high frequencies of the blues and the purples, we've just got purple lasers. I got one for my boy and me, because we're boys and we like lasers. I got this little thing, you know, I play in a band, so I got an excuse to buy things that make flashing lights on the walls.
To torture your kitties.
Yeah, torture the kitties with it.
Well,
actually,
they like it. They'll chase after it, they have fun.
They only do the red ones. Because I've got this really, really bright green one, and they're pretty nonchalant with it. Whereas the red ones, they're like, oh, what's that? That's it. There's a red thing. You know, it's because they got infrared vision, and they see red, but they don't see. They probably don't see so much, green and blue.
Well, maybe not.
Because their rainbow, you know, they may see what we see as red. They may see as green, or as blue even. Or they may have a different kind of perception of what color is.
Yeah, they might. They could see completely different than us.
Yeah, because what we call seeing in the dark means seeing in the infrared band. It's like a night vision spectacles. You know, you can see these things now. You get regular video cameras to do that. And they can see things, and they see things that we don't. You know, you often see a cat, like, track something moving across the room, and like, what is that? I don't know.
Yeah, all the time. That's what I was just thinking of. My cat will sit here, and all of a sudden look over the other side of the room. And when my other cat was alive, they would both do it at the same time. I'm like, what are you two looking at? Because it's obviously something, right?
Hmm. When, Well, here's another little snippet, and this is from Cliff High, and he was talking about seeing critters when you tune your cameras differently. You can train your cameras to see more infrared, like to remove most of these CCD filter things. They will take in more spectrum of light than we can see is visible, and it's possible to detect that and filter it out using Photoshop and things like that, and you can see other things as well. And I think that's possibly the nature of orbs. You know, you see orbs on their photographs. Mm-hmm. I think the nature of orbs is that they're actually like in the invisible band to us, but they're not invisible. They're just in a frequency that we don't perceive. You know, it's like dog whistles. We can't hear dog whistles, and we can't hear sub bass, but we can like feel it on our skin. You know, there are different ways of experiencing these things, and I think we're a little arrogant to think that what we see is what is real, because like we see this single octave that has these seven notes in it, which we call the rainbow, the spectrum, and that beyond that, it's just black. It's not. It's rainbows. There's rainbows in every octave, and they go up. There's rainbows in ultraviolet that go up and up and up through gamma rays. X-rays are a rainbow. Radio waves are a rainbow. And there was a prophecy that Gerald was talking about, wasn't it? Where he said the sky would be rainbow?
Yes.
Was that Gerald's prophecy?
I think so.
Yeah. So we're referring here to Gerald Whitehorse Standing of the Cree Nation of the Northern Turtle Island. This is information that his people have had for thousands of years, that they've known this to come, eh?
You know what? I think it was when Gerald and I were talking about that dream, and I saw children speaking in rainbows.
Oh, that's nice. That's a nice image.
And he said that went with the prophecy of his people. So yeah, that was amazing. And again, more and more stuff like that happened. He talked to me today and he said, you remember the Cree words you said to me? I went, what Cree words? I don't know where I got them. I know that you and Gerald and I talked on Friday night, but I don't remember what I said to him.
Alright.
Isn't that funny?
Oh, you can't remember it because it was...
I can't.
It was, you were so fluent with it. What you said, it was... And I can't remember it.
That's what he said. I can't either.
It actually sounded to me like something like, I'm an Indian.
that's what he said? That's what he said?
No, that's what you said something like that sounded like, I'm an Indian. But it wasn't. It was a word that was in this Cree...
Yeah.
Which is also what Gerald says. It sounds like Hebrew, which is interesting. We're going to have to talk more about that.
Very much so. You should get him on.
Yeah.
That would be exciting.
Definitely.
Because he loves to talk about that kind of stuff.
Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. They're talking about the tones of the TV. I mentioned ultrasonic. Yeah, the whistles that TVs used to do. Now I'm 51, I can't hear anything like that. You know, you could put an old TV on and I won't hear it. But I used to have very good upper frequency hearing, even after I started playing the electric guitar. But I think I have torn out most of my... my eardrums are like kind of torn flags in the battle. So... ribbons. Don't forget the ribbon. It's like every time the conversation drifts off that. Don't forget the ribbon. The ribbon changes everything.
It does. Things flow easier now. Even from when I started talking about it I talked about it a couple times and I alluded to it on these shows, but I did a show on Defiant for You about it. Then when I brought it up on the 28th, it changed again. And then when I talked to you about it on Thursday, it changed again. It's feels like every time I mention it, it's I feel stronger.
Mm. Because it's the truth.
Must be.
It's the biggest truth, and it's the truth that we've not been told. So, you know, because every show that we do on Wolf Spirit Radio unveils a little bit more of the truth. Now we're really zooming back. We're looking at the galaxy, and we see it's quite obviously the truth that we're at that boundary point between the two bands of color in a galaxy, and this is what's happening. When you see that color, you'll know that at that point there is an evolution going on. That's the point of evolution between the colors. Entre dos aguas. The most interesting man in the world. When I'm thirsty, I like to drink tea. Meanwhile, French Canadians. Yeah, my dad was French Canadian. He had the weirdest accent in the world.
The weirdest accent.
Yeah, that's right. Meanwhile, back at the ribbon. Okay, so the ribbon.
Keep losing you.
Emma, do you really?
No.
Mentally, all right. So, yes. So we're back. So, but the important thing, the thing that we're discussing, it is elusive. It is protein. It's like like my feral cat. You know, if you go to stroke her and you put your hand down where the cat was, she will have bent her back so that you do not touch her.
Oh.
No, it's the weirdest thing, and you can stroke her back, but you don't actually touch it because she curves her back away from it. So somehow this ribbon has this elusive quality that is slippery, that you can't quite get a grasp on. And I think really, again, it's a matter of relaxing. And if people are freaking out, tell them that it's the ribbon. Don't worry, it's just the ribbon. You'll be fine. Relax. Yeah, it's coming through. Yes.
I found that so much, even the things that we're doing lately, just one thing after another, our shows kind of lead into each other and circle around each other and go back and forth. We're all kind of thinking in the same way. We need to prepare. We need to calm.
Mm.
That's been a big thing lately. And it's surprising enough, I've been the one to help do the calming, and that's different.
Yeah.
And what world do you pick the Aries female to calm everyone down?
Yeah.
And it works.
Ironic, huh?
And I've been able to do it. So, yeah, amazing.
This is part of the revolution of the evolution. It's not going to happen on TV. It's not going to happen in the streets, really, unless you were to go out in the streets. It would be interesting to see what happens if you were in a crowd situation. I've not tried it yet.
to be in a
crowd situation
and then try to do the same thing.
Well, just be and see what happens. Just relax.
I was in a big group with my family members yesterday. I have to admit I found it odd.
Mm.
But it was also very hot out, so I could have been distant because of that. It's my last kryptonite.
The family?
No, the heat.
The heat, all right.
The heat. I have a very hard time with pain, physical pain, when I'm in the heat.
So. Mm. So you better get up with them Eskimooks.
Which? way up north?
Yeah. Till apparently the earth is tilting.
Feels like.
Yeah. What did I see? The you know, one of the problems with the Arctic is that there's, you know, one that it's not the it's not global warming, but is that the planet is tilting and the sun is now 2 hours where it used to be 1 hour.
Mm. Yeah, there's that too. 100%.
Yes. Yeah.
I know it's certainly a lot of places that used to be permafrost are now muck.
Yeah.
Muck. It's all melting. Most of it, well, a lot of it anyway, is because there's been melt in the glaciers that are floating around, so the land gets saturated.
Mm.
It is warmer. There's more direct sunlight. The pollution, of course, goes up north and gets stuck in the air and then falls in actual powdery kind of droplets on the ground.
Mm.
So it's filthy.
Mm.
And, you know, the sonic weapons are affecting the polar bear as well. So there's all of these things that are happening and changing. It certainly is easier for me when I'm in the cool, and it may be something that I need to take a look at, because I think it's not going to get cooler.
Hmm.
I think it's going to get much, much worse.
Hmm.
Well, we've had 26 solar flares in less than 24 hours. That's incredible.
There, solar flares. Okay, let's get to the solar flares, because the ribbon is going to hit the sun. So yes. The sun is going poof, poof. I've been watching the sun for the last at least 10 years, 12 years. Since 2000, I've had it on my homepage. I have a picture of the Soho picture of the sun. And I watched the solar flares, and in 2000, 2001, it was like there would be a solar flare every, say, 3 months, something like that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And they were just little ones, you know, M's, C classes, or whatever that was, you know, rubbish class, you know. and, you know, they were a rare occurrence. And now that kind of solar flare is dwarfed by multiple flares per day now.
Yes. Yes, it's definitely, it's picking up. They're becoming stronger. We had an X-class flare that just brushed us. And it was brief, but it was potent, and it was very, very close.
Yeah.
To, I know, I hope you get your water distillers out there. And I'm not saying it to scare you, but or anybody, of course. It's just, these things have happened before. Our grandparents used to prepare. We should too.
Yeah. Yeah. There's loads of things that are, the people who went through the Second World War, they learned a lot more useful things when they were younger.
They sure did.
And I've been trying to learn how to do things that don't involve electric, which is a pain in the rear, because, you know, I'm not a particularly strong man. But I've also been investigating low voltage systems, so I've got a few lead acid batteries that I've got that can run. You know, I've got a couple of inverters as well.
So you laugh so hard.
What have I got? What have you done?
What have I done? No, it's more like the what have I done thing. I found a crank blender.
Really?
Because if
a
the
mooly.
World comes to end, I'm going to need a margarita.
Absolutely. Is it clockwork?
Yeah.
Oh, how fantastic. What make is it? Is it new? Is it?
Yeah, I got a brand new one. there was...
Advertise it. What is it? Where'd you get them?
It's a blender. I got it at Canadian Tire, like a hardware store.
Oh, wow.
And they were selling... Well, because everyone's going for their solar stuff.
Yeah.
Well, all of their crank stuff haven't been selling, so they all were on like 70% off. Oh, so I got a crank radio that works with solar power, too. So you crank it up, and it'll last an hour. And it's got a little charger, and it's got a radio CB thing.
Wow.
And they there's a little headlamp and a water purifier, still crank. Yes, Chris. Mama may need a margarita if I'm fleeing for my life. You can flee and still not be, you know.
As long as you got it in a vacuum flask, it'll be fine.
It was nice. Yeah. Stainless steel.
That'll do.
You never know when you're going to need a blender, and I'm sure there'd be more practical things than alcohol. I can't imagine what they'd be.
Excellent.
But I just thought that was cool, and I didn't do it in fear. It was just fun. I saw it, and it was a hoot. So I got all this stuff that was selling for about $120, and I got it for $30.
Excellent manifestation there.
Yeah.
Excellent. And so, we come to manifestation. I might have mentioned it before, but it's about the things that you need. The things you need will show up in your life, even if you haven't got money. So, if you think you haven't got money, just forget that you haven't got money. That imagine that you're rich, and you get anything you want. And just the way to do it is to accept that you've already got it. It's like you believe it's a kind of belief system thing. It's really strange, but it's you have to be kind of nonchalant. You can't go, oh, I want. That's not going to happen because you're storing up an emotional want, and all you end up is wanting. You know, you end up still with want, but. It's kind of more of a kind of really casual attitude about it, like, oh, wouldn't it be nice if such and such would happen? You know, very light. Very light. And so every morning, I've just thought of something, and I'd say, you know, depending on my focus, 9 times out of 10 that happens, that it'll, you know, that it'll manifest. Even if it's just like somebody saying, oh, look, here's that tenner I owe you. Wish that happened every day. then I'd have 10 quid a day. That's great. But, you know, it doesn't just have to be money, but it can be like the things that you need. I always have this thing that, you know, whatever you want to do, you have the resources to do it. You have, you know, that's part of why you have the wants that you want, that you have. Is because you do have the resources to manifest those wants. But call me odd.
No. It's, you know, another way that think of what you want, make it happen, and still go with the flow and these changes that are going on. Very nice.
That's the... We were talking about these like pre ripples, like before the wavefront. There's the fabric of space time as it's compressed by the wavefront, and I think that's been having some effects on us as well. Let's leave that till we'll talk about the Venus thing in the next hour, shall we? You know this thing I was telling you about the other night.
Yes.
And we'll discuss that because that's another interesting little thing. But essentially, we for the next 6 months, you get on with the life that you love. Live the life as much as you can that you love, and don't do anything that you don't want to do. And who knows, that whole life just might continue for the rest of eternity, or until you don't want it anymore. It's time for things to happen. It's time for all the things to manifest, all the dreams that we've had, all the the what if scenarios. Wouldn't it be nice if they've all been held in abeyance? It's really strange. Imagine that there's been like this kind of electromagnetic field that's been put around our planet that stops us from manifesting and all of the things that we've ever wanted and wished for and actually did manifest. Perhaps they are due to manifest, but that potentiality has been stopped or slowed down or frozen somehow. And imagine that this may also start to come to pass. So we may be finding things that we've always wanted manifesting in our lives just now. I think that might be one way of putting it.
Yeah.
You had an have you had any experience with that?
Well, I just find lately that when I need something, it just happens. I'll be thinking about, and you and I have talked about something like this before, where you think of someone and then they show up.
Yeah.
Now it's working with things. I'll think, okay, I don't have very much money, but it would be nice if I could start getting a little extra just in case stuff. And then when I walk by and saw this friggin' blender with a crank handle, I'm like, look, I can have a drink and it's working out too. Perfect. Just little things, and you laugh, but amazing. Even fun stuff.
Yeah.
Bug out and something like really cool. I saw a solar panel on a backpack, on the outside of a backpack, so you can charge your stuff as you're walking around. Cutest Excellent. Little things.
Excellent.
That they'll think that no one will buy. So, but no one is buying them. That's why they went on sale.
Yeah. Well, maybe they just went on. Yeah. They were just being sold too expensively, and they needed to come down in price.
That too. And then people aren't thinking. They're getting solar panels that need to be plugged in every so often. I'm like, guys, are you understanding why you're buying these? Hello? Try to stay with us.
Yeah. There's a really nice little device called a freeloader, which is a combination solar panel and battery. And it's got all the right sockets, so you charge your mobile phones and laptops and things like that. You can run your laptop off it for a while as well.
Nice.
Yeah, so it charges up its own battery using its own solar panel. Yeah, so I've been buying these little things, these little solar lights.
Oh, yes, yes.
You see so they all have solar panels. They're not particularly efficient, but if stuff happened, then it would be time to cobble together all the bits of solar panel and get them on a nice big board and make one big solar panel, or indeed make a little solar panel tree. And you saw that? Did you see that design?
No.
There was a boy. It was a science project, and he instead of having one big flat solar panel, he took a sort of made a little metal tree, designed it again the way that a tree kind of grows, and had all these different solar panels on the ends of these branches at different angles, and apparently it was incredibly efficient.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So, there's lots of stuff. It is now time for the hour, and I'm feeling like playing something. What was that? I did have an idea of what we were going to play. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, let's see. But
I could sing Fish Head.
you could sing Fish Heads. I don't think I've actually got this because it's just a bad idea. Let's just see. I'll just see if it's in there. No, I haven't. I was going to play Tie a Yellow Ribbon, but no.
That's too good.
That's bad. That's awful. Have I got now? I haven't even got Help Me Make It Through the Night. How about that? I've
got it somewhere. Okay, that's a good one.
No, but I haven't got that one either.
Oh,
I could play.
This is a Monty Python skit.
Let's go.
Are we doing a skit now?
Most of
you
my.
You play that. That's great. No, I don't have it.
So, oh, this will do. Percy. Percy Sledge, Warm and Tender Love. What a great song. They tried to get me to sing this about 10 years ago. I was in a soul band, and they tried to get me to sing this, and, like, I haven't got a high voice, as you know. Let me... It's right on the edge of my ability. Yeah. I'd need to go, let me lap you in my... Yeah. More like...
Well, that's sexier.
Yeah. Well, would work for me anyway. So
yeah, the other one you Your head would explode, I think.
And various other parts of me, I imagine.
Yeah.
So, back from the Motown Soul, let's come back, and we're again sitting looking at our pale blue dot, and we're gonna just be looking. Right, okay, let's do a little imagination thing here. When a comet, okay, so we have comets, and
yes,
they say a comet is a dirty snowball, they say. What a unromantic way of putting it.
That's true.
It's a bit of an old planet called Maldek, and essentially it's like a piece of frozen sea with rock and plants and maybe some fish and stuff like that. And certainly some insect larvae, maybe. Odd insects. Alien insects. Extraterrestrial insects. And bacteria. And clouds of gas. And all of that stuff. All frozen. And as it comes to the sun, as it swings in past the sun, what happens to the stuff on the surface of the comet, Tracy?
Well, it should burn. All the nasty bugs.
Yeah, it boils off, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
You know, the interface between the atmosphere of the comet and the solar wind. You know, we have to be aware that we have this solar wind that is coming off the sun at all, you know, at quite a rate, isn't it? It's like 600 yes. kilometers a second. And that's enough to push everything, you know, which would normally be kind of boiling off in all directions. It pushes everything past it and creates the tail of the comet. So the tail of the comet is produced by the boiling off of the upper atmosphere of the comet. And as it swings around, you'll see that the tail always points away from the sun. Now, this is a very important point. So what if we then are looking at a planet like Earth? We are still sitting in the solar wind. And presumably, this is what's happening to Earth, that there's a trail of Earth material, Earth atmospheric material, that is being drawn off constantly into a long, thin stream behind us. Isn't it?
Yes.
You'd see this. Or you wouldn't see it, but you know, it, in your mind you can see that that is a definite possibility. Now, a couple of weeks ago, we had some strange events here on Earth. And we had some events that were a repetition, a replication of what happened 3,500 years ago. Astute listeners to Ever Beyond will have heard the real Passover story, and if you didn't, go and have a listen in the archives, Ever Beyond. It's called The Real Passover, and it was around sort of April time. And it was the story of the cometary collision between Venus and Earth that happened 3,500 years ago. This is all from a scholarly work by Emmanuel Velikovsky, and it was released about 60 years ago. Was quite popular at certain times, but very much got buried. And it basically, it brings all the Bible events of Exodus to life, and you know what it's all about, and the 40 years of wilderness and all that were actually 40 years of nuclear winter. And it was a story of a survival of a planetary disaster. But, you know, people put Yahweh and all that business in now, and it was all very, very, very strange. But essentially, at that time, there's these stories of what they call the Ten Plagues. And Velikovsky explains that the Ten Plagues were caused by the comet passing its tail across the Earth as it came up from inside. It was like one of the worst possible scenarios that could happen, that it came up from the direction of the sun, and we got caught in its solar wind tail, and that's what deposited all the locusts and the bugs and the parasites and the poison gases, because that's exactly what's been happening on Earth. We've been having plagues of locusts, we've been having poison gases, yellow smogs, weird clouds,
yes,
all sorts of stuff have happened in the last month, and it's all to do, I believe, with the Venus transit. Because literally, if Venus is between us and the sun, that means we're looking at the back end of Venus. We're looking at a big pooty tail, let's put it nicely. So, no, because it, hang on a second, Bright Eyes is saying, so the manna from heaven was nuclear fallout. Apparently, it was a product of the gases that comprise Venus's atmosphere and the gases that comprise our atmosphere, is that there would be a deposit. So, like, there were, like, petrochemical things that you could eat. It's probably like margarine, I don't know.
But, hey, it could be.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's these caterpillars and the all these spiders. Remember the spiders in India that invaded,
yes,
parties?
That's right. Yeah. Oh yeah, we've had. It's been biblical. The
exactly biblical.
We've got this. We've got frogs, and I can't even remember where I found them. But frogs that are so weird, they weren't even sure what they were.
Ah, now there's a clue. Things that they haven't recognized before.
Yeah.
Where do they come from?
Frogs, plagues.
Yep.
You know,
so
biblical proportions.
Biblical.
Of stuff.
Yes. We're in a biblical moment. We're having a Venus moment.
Yes.
You know, it's the return of some of the stuff. Now, did we get that in 2004 as well? That would be an interesting line of discovery. If anybody's interested in following up and proving or disproving me, this should be an interesting line of follow-up, is if subsequent to the Venus transit in 2004 we got a spike in anomalous creatures and stuff. And
I will check.
Stuff.
That's very interesting.
We would know.
I know there's been an increase.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I will definitely look into that too. You know, I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So yes, indeed, Tremjar. I'd not thought about it until earlier this week, and it just kind of clicked in my mind that this is a kind of thing that nobody would think about, but this is, you know, the solar wind is a real thing, and you know. So then you imagine that whenever you have a transit of a planet that's further inwards from you, you're going to get its booty tail. You know, it's going to be perhaps not as pleasant as you might think, because you know, even there in the same solar system, they may not have the same. People bring the Europeans bring the common cold to the Americas. You know. You're not used to the diseases, or when you go to the east. Whoops, have we? Oh dear. Oh no, I'm still broadcasting apparently.
I lost connection to host.
No, I'm not broadcasting.
I know.
Nick.
Well, the wireless was on.
It's gone now.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, sorry about that. We're back. The housemate switched off the Wi-Fi and dropped us again. He doesn't care. Meanwhile, we're just seeking out Tracy. We'll see if she'll be coming back to us in a few seconds. Adding to that. Very, very. There you are. Okay. Sorry about that, Tracy.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah.
I'm surprised we could even get on today, to be honest. I didn't think we'd be able to.
Yeah. So, yes. White dusty powder. Very strange. Very strange. So, yes. Where are we? Shifting, Dead Sea Scrolls, Return of the Morning Star. Yeah, so that was one of the things, that one of the insights that I had this week. So, but we're seeing a lot of things that used to happen like every year. We're now seeing them happening every week, like these big earthquakes. And
yes.
How are the volcanoes doing in the world?
They are becoming more and more active, too. There's a couple places deep under underwater becoming active, too. So I haven't looked today, but the last couple weeks, well, this whole year, since December last year, I noticed a very big change.
Yeah, things have definitely started to accelerate, haven't they, Tracy?
Yeah, they sure have. And people who weren't even noticing that kind of stuff are now seeing it happen. And starting to comment on it, which I found really surprising.
People are saying, what's that sound? It's the sound of it was, well, because I got cut off, it has that submarine ping thing on Skype. When the connection goes down while it's been trying to find it again.
We're in the yellow submarine.
Ah, yeah. Oh, we can only hear every other word. Ah. Is that right? Are we buffering up a lot?
What's happening?
They can only hear every other word. I'm going to disconnect and reconnect for a second. It won't take a second. You may need to refresh your players. There we are. So, we're back. Tracy, are you with me?
I'm still with you.
There we go. That's great. It's lovely to have all these people here because, you know, you're going to be like bastions of your local society because things are going to get weirder and weirder and weirder as this ribbon approaches. And it's not been in, it's not been on the TV.
No.
It's not been on any of the newspapers or
it's
magazines.
It's hardly on the alternative, even though there's so much information on it. And yeah. It's not even being hidden. All the stuff I found out on my own and then found everyone else is looking at it too. So at least now I have backups to links. I was freaked out when I couldn't find all of the links that I saved to all this data suddenly disappeared. But it's okay. All the NASA stuff is the same. People are linking me to La Violette and, you know, things like that. So there are many, many, many people seeing it. And there was something, and I read something that Payne Andoff wrote or saw a YouTube clip. I can't remember what. But I brought it up in that interview, or my 28th show, where I said, you know, look around and in your area, some place that you could actually go to that isn't getting the weird changes. With all the places on the world that we're going to see more severe weather, there also has to be places with less severe weather. And I'm sure you'll find some in your area, so it would be a good idea for us to start making reports on that.
Yeah, well, I have to say that we have severe weather here all the time, and the buildings are used to it. You know, the buildings here are built for it. You know, I live in a house that is on the top of a hill that is 18-inch thick stone walls.
Wow. Well, that's...
Yeah, so that's pretty dense. And
Wow.
It's lovely, though. I tell you, well, it's a fantastic feeling. It's a fantastic feeling to be inside a heavy-duty stone building. You know, you can get why people like castles. Mm. Yeah, castles have got like 4 foot thick stone walls, and it's to do with the dampening of the magnetic energy. You know, it's easier in there somehow. It's like being in a kind of Faraday cage kind of thing. Yeah, spiderweb-looking fungus that is overtaking nuclear waste storage. That's interesting, Trim. So we've been basically we've been visited by Venus in the last week, month. That's where all that weird stuff has come from. We've got the ribbon coming. Don't forget the ribbon; it changes everything. And then, you know, I'm seeing all these things about New World Order and all of that, and I'm thinking this stuff ain't going to happen. You know, it will turn all the war machines into blobs of molten stuff. They'll no longer exist. 9-inch masonry. Yes.
Nice.
Yes. Yeah. So it's going to change everything. I think, you know, from my perspective, I think it's like we become like a dream body, and we're also talking about Cliff High's discontinuity. You know, he's been talking about this discontinuity that's happened at the end of 2012.
I haven't heard any of his work for a while. What's he been?
All right. Well, it's something that he's been talking about for a long time, actually, because it's been in his reports almost since the beginning, as well as the sun disease. This thing that he calls the data gap or the discontinuity, and essentially, you know, he's got this kind of big soup of words that come from different periods of forecast, and there's big holes in it. He says it's like Swiss cheese. It starts out as little holes and then it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and finally the whole thing stops altogether. It may be that is the result of solar flares, because he found that one of these holes matched the Arab Spring perfectly. So it could be that these are internet downages that happen either deliberately because of censorship, or non-deliberately because of CMEs and EMP pulses.
Well, with everything that's going on, I wouldn't be surprised if what happens first. I'm pretty sure that what so many people have seen coming is coming.
Mm-hmm.
If we avert it, I think this time, and it's not like the prophecies that people are saying that at this time this is going to happen because of, you know, crystal cards, or when I talk about the Illuminati game cards. It's not like that. This is physically on its way here. Something's going to happen. They could be off on dates, but not like hundreds of years. It'll be days. Something's going to happen. If we physically change and some of us don't notice it, I think it's going to be something that we will notice. This isn't going to be one of those, some people are going to get it, some people won't. I think some people will freak out and some people won't. Basically.
I think, you know, our Wolf Spirit Radio listeners will know when it's happening, what is happening, and not freak out. And maybe make a difference in their own local area. Because they'll be the only people that are walking around not freaking out.
That's right. We'll have lots of practice, and I will be very attentive to all of the NASA postings. And I have a couple places that I go to check that are still their data isn't lying. They're not trying to hide it. They are trying to play it down by calling it fluff. But, you know, I'll keep my eye out when I hear the solar flare alarm, although we're having one heck of a geomagnetic storm right now, and my sky's ears don't look like it. So we'll keep our eyes open and have people bring in call-in tips and fun things you can do. Fun things for your bug out.
Yeah, actually, you know, this. Let's address this thing, this thing about, you know, because we've all been preparing. And
yes.
We've been buying this biscuit food, you know, and foil wrapped and everything like that, and that might just not be what we need. Maybe guns won't be what we need.
Yes.
Maybe. Just maybe. We may go into a dream world where everything we think of becomes manifest in front of us.
That can happen too, and I am still thinking we won't need any of this stuff.
Exactly.
I'm leaning towards that, just in case.
But what happens if you go?
We don't need it.
Right? What happens if you go into that world where you're, you know, running on high anxiety alert that there are people attacking you, that there are gunmen all around your house? And you walk into a place where every thought, every feeling is manifest. That would be an interesting scenario, wouldn't it?
Well, you won't last long.
No.
You'll die of a heart attack within an hour or so. Isn't there a movie just like that, too, where you can manifest anything, but they only manifest their fears? Solarium or... something like that. I'll think of it. Half hour, we're gone.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's so many things like that. Yeah. I don't know if you've been noticing about it, too, that art imitating life or life imitating art, one way or the other.
Well, you know, we're coming to it. Everybody knows it's happening, but we're being bombarded by... other things, Olympics, you know, politicians, banks, starvation, torture, hunger, you know, Agenda 21. Everybody's being focused on these little issues, and very few people are taking the stance that it's all part of an enormous thing. That if we zoom out, that actually you don't have to worry about this stuff because there won't be a problem after this.
There may not be.
No. Or at least I think any problems will, like we're talking about, will work themselves out pretty quickly.
I'm still leaning towards that, to be honest. I am. I am.
Yeah.
I'm actually even thinking of moving away from Guelph.
Really?
Yeah, and even though it's very nice here, and we are in one of those little pockets of, well, everyone else will be having 40-degree weather, and ours will be 30. There'll be heavy winds and rain and stuff, and we'll get nothing.
Yeah, a microclimate.
But... Gerald's up by a place that's not getting it either.
Nice.
And lower Saskatchewan is, so I'm checking around this area, thinking just in case.
Yep. Chris has suggested that, this is Leprechaun Chris, I think it's Sphere that you mean. Is that the film?
Yes. Event Horizon.
Event Horizon as well.
Yeah, but Sphere is similar too.
Yeah.
Yeah, both of them.
So these are the kind of things that we can expect in our lives. But as I said, you know, here, right now, we are in the precursor of it, and it's happening on a very mild scale. That's what I've been noticing, essentially. Mm-hmm. That this manifestation thing has been happening on a very mild scale, and it's a good time to get into practice. Start controlling your thoughts, and start making your thoughts turn positive as much as you can. And it's easy to do it, because you just have to think of what's the opposite of what I'm thinking right now. You know? I feel anxious? Okay, I need to feel safe. You picture in your mind something that makes you feel safe. Even if it's a 280-pound friendly wolf.
Mm.
So we have this event coming up, and we've been, you know, putting the pieces to the puzzle together over the years. You know, I met you a couple of years ago. We've been listening to Rebecca Jernigan, and her shows had a little piece of the puzzle. Is it a little piece of the puzzle? It's a bit like watching Babylon 5. You know, every episode had a little nugget of the big picture.
That's true. That's very true.
And I think, you know, Wolf Spirit Radio is like that. That we're not doing it in a conscious way. It's like the spirit is talking through all of us. And so that's why we don't converse that much between each other as to what we're going to be talking about. It's that's just true. The stuff that happens to us that, you know, that inspires insights into what we're doing, and then informs the kind of topics that we discuss. But having said that, there seems to be some kind of coherent unification of thought that is manifested as a stream, that it just seems to be coming out kind of all the different flavors. We seem to be talking the same flavor of topic at the same time.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so.
Yeah. So, the beginning of the film, 2012, says, what if you're a government and you knew some big stuff was going on? What would you tell people? Nothing. So that's what they're not telling us. They're not telling us everything, but...
They're telling us... Well, the information is getting out. Yeah. They're just not putting it on the tube.
That's right. That's right. Well, yeah, because
it's not top secret. I have no sources that every single other person on this planet could have sourced out.
Yeah. Well, what's the opposite of extinction? Because it's not an extinction. It's an upgrade. Evolution. It's going to be an upgrade into a better form of being. And really, it's the I mean, it's like that. Those things, the internet memes that are going around. Stay calm, you know. Keep calm. What is it? Stay calm and it used to, the original one was stay calm and carry on. You know, very British. But you know, it gets changed. And you know, my favorite one is stay calm and carry a wand. And I think actually, this is a thing. Okay, let's talk about crystals and wands. I have a little crystal that is wrapped with a little magnet around my neck, and as a pendant, you know, not just kind of wrapped with wire around my neck. And it's a pretty little thing, but essentially that's like my memory stick of my vibration, because it will remember my vibration. I've asked it to remember my vibration. So that if there were any kind of magnetic outburst that might potentially... for instance, wipe our memory, that I can get my memory back, because I've got it backed up on the vibration holding crystal, and that's the idea of these things. So if you do have access to a crystal that you could wear around your neck, just make sure you've got one and talk to it and get to know it and get it to vibrate at your frequency. It will easily tune into you, and then once you've tuned in, it will know who you are, and if you, you know, forget who you are, it will remember for you. Believe me. Trust me. Yeah, but this is actually a really good thing, and we now have the opportunity to start building the world that we do want. Right now, we know what we don't want. We've certainly, you know, we don't want a world with bankers. We don't want a world with war. We don't want a world with bullying police. We don't want we want a world that is a lot cooler, where it's safer. We want to be safe. When human beings are in a safe place, they can do amazing things. Do some great works of art, some great feats of social engineering, and be quite amazing. But if we're at war all the time, we're just, you know, it's just wasting energy. It's a great waste of energy. The crystal won't forget you. It'll remind you. But yeah, so I think the advice that I just keep giving people is like to stay calm, as calm as you can get. You know, just don't freak out about things. Don't take anything personally, because everybody else is going to go strange, unless they can take the time to stop and listen to what you're saying. But don't try and make anybody stop, because that's their destiny. That's their choice. And we're coming to the point when people have to choose for themselves where they're going to be. And if they're going to be in a place of panic and fear and loss and lack and grief, then that's their choice. And you did tell them, and it's time for you to, you know, just get on and have a happy life. And if other people want to be happy, that's all they have to do. Just do what you're doing. Just be nice. Be happy. Be kind. Time is now from Australia said that it may act as a GPS for those looking for your signature frequency. That's fine. I can handle them. Yes. Yeah. Well, just don't worry. Just stop worrying. All these worries. This is it. You know, this chat is all about worries. You will find that hopefully in the next 6 months you'll go through a series of dramas and crises that as soon as you recognize what's going on, the better, because it will be a practice run for you to stay calm. And even if your heart is beating at a high rate of beats per minute, act calm. Because, you know, if we make all the ripples, it just makes more ripples and it makes a choppy sea. So if we can keep going through our eddies and flows and currents and diving with them like the man in the water, then that's going to be the best policy for the next period of time, I think.
Yeah, relax. Just let it flow. Again, don't fight against the current.
That's a good idea, Bills.
What's he doing?
If you want to not be found, you make a few signature crystals with your frequency in them and bury them all over town.
That's right.
Yeah. Good idea. That'll confuse them. That'll do.
They'll never know.
That's lovely. So, so what else have we? Have we not covered? Have we covered the lot of this? Because we're talking about all the different researches, all the different traditions that talk about the ribbon and the effects of the ribbon. Oh yeah, let's have a quick word about the black sun.
You know, that's my favorite.
I know you like the black sun. Let's talk black sun, baby. So there's this. So you were talking about this ionic tube, this ionized tube of material that, you know, you get this solar flare and the great big filament unfurls and crackles out through space, and suddenly, instead of it just kind of petering out, it goes on the Earth.
Yes.
And what we see, I believe, is going to be a black space that looks like the sun is crackling off in lots of directions. But it's because it's coming down a long tube.
I think so. Yes, that's what I'm thinking too. I think it will look a different color. And we may, if the ribbon is coming around like a halo, we may even see it look like a black sun or look like the black sun's behind it. That could be the incoming black sun.
Mm.
Could be that too.
Yeah. Or during the moment, however long that moment lasts, that the sun evolves in a quantum manner, that it appears to be switched off. Maybe it's like a reboot. It switches off, and then it switches on again about 100 million times its original size.
So when... Okay, in December, we're talking about Earth's alignment to the sun, to the center of the galaxy, well, to Vega and the center of the galaxy.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty much why we have that as the beginning of the year.
Mm.
That's just me. But, okay, so we have that, and we see the wave incoming.
Mm.
Yeah, it could be, look like a couple things. I think that could be, it could look like a portal where the sun disappears, which Gerald will never let me forget if the sun disappears and we get that 3 days of darkness. He will never let me forget it. I swear to God. But that is a possibility too.
Yeah. Well, at least this is going to be some spectacular stuff.
Yeah.
we were so disappointed. What was that, Elenin? Oh, there's going to be great fireworks. We're going to see Elenin. Oh, they're going to bomb the moon. It's going to go poof. Nothing. Bored.
Oh,
I want something spectacular in the sky.
All it happened, and the guys were live. I guess they think no one listens to them, so it's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
And even the guys watching goes, "Did it hit? I can't tell." I'm like, "Oh, wonderful! Yeah, that was great. Just nice."
Hmm. Yeah. So the So when, okay, so let's just again look at the solar system on the 21st of December, or 23rd of December.
Yes.
The sun is placed in what we call Sagittarius.
Yes.
And on the 21st of December, it's just about moving into Capricorn at that point. So it's quite a way. So we'll see this, the center of the galaxy is at the beginning of Sagittarius. And so we're about 30 degrees away from the place where that ribbon is going to be coming from.
Yes.
So we will see something, and then we'll see it. It'll be going right across the sky about the same way as the Milky Way. So essentially the Milky Way is going to light up.
Yes. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Around September.
Right. Okay.
People are talking different times when they'll see it, but I'm thinking we're getting the effects now, to be honest. This is why the sun's basically telling us I'm feeling something.
Yeah, the sun can feel it.
Yeah.
And it's the like I say, it's the compression of the space that is here already, that is coming,
yes,
that's being compressed by the wave front.
The first wave.
Hmm.
And we've basically been feeling them since 2008 for sure.
Hmm.
And there was a time when I think there was almost a whole month that the sun didn't flare at all.
Mm.
I think it was also 2008 that the sun was the quietest in our recorded history anyway.
Yeah, and it was quiet at the beginning of the year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Remember,
well, this year?
Yeah.
This year, no, it's since December.
When was it? There was a time recently when the sun didn't do anything at all.
Last year or the year before,
all right,
yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Well.
That it just sat there, snoring or something.
Just resting.
The first wave maybe was a rest signal. I don't know how the sun... If the sun is like everything, so it must store energy and release energy.
Yeah.
It stores it and stores it and stores it, and now it's releasing it. If it releases enough, this is a Tracy theory, of course, but like anything else, if it releases enough energy and is relaxed enough, maybe it becomes more powerful to absorb some of this incoming stuff. Just like we rest after we work out hard or go through our long day.
Well, we've had a big meal.
We've had a big meal.
All right, so the sun is going to get a big meal because this wave represents a quantum level of energy.
Yes,
and so everything it's going to receive.
Caring for it.
Yeah.
By releasing so much energy now.
That's right. And so we need to release our energy in forms
the same thing.
Of the things that make us angry.
Good point. Yes.
I don't know if you've noticed, but people have been getting pretty angry recently, haven't they?
They've just been losing. And people who normally don't, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've noticed that. And very insecure.
Mm.
For no reason. Yeah, I've been noticing that. I think it's better. It's good if you're feeling things because it gives you a chance to deal with them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's like a kind of rinsing cycle, but it's happening quite a lot. And, you know, probably if you're in a relationship at this moment, you may find that you're going through the kind of evolution that you'd go through in years in a week.
Yes.
Ah, yes, the brown dwarf.
I'm really seeing that. Mm. Wow, the exact same thing. That's amazing.
So, you know, that we're going through a process of cleansing because we're preparing. So it's good everybody's going through these detoxes. It's a really good thing.
True.
But the main thing is not to worry too much about the physical body, because that's going to be we're going to be driven from the inside. It's like our spirit bodies are going to get a quantum leap of energy. So say you were able to manifest, you know, a coin. Now you'll be able to manifest a gold brick afterwards, in terms of the amount of energy that's available to you.
Hey, who knows? But I think the sun is our biggest signal. It's our biggest solar cousin, whatever you want to call the sun, in relation to us. And I think it's trying to show us something. And we need to mirror it in whatever way is right for you. So release your energy, expend it, toss out anything you don't really need. I think it's the time for that.
I think you're absolutely right there, Tracy. It's a cleansing time. It's get to know what it is that is really important in your life. And what is not important? And what shapes your behavior? You know, imagine somebody who was a complete slave to the system. You know, somebody who has an alarm clock and gets up at 7 in the morning, gets on the bus, goes to work, does this. Imagine one day that everything that person's life was based around is no longer there. You know, it's not a bad thing. You know, it's destroyed and is walking through a wasteland. But it's just, no, doesn't need to do that anymore. Whatever he wants, that's, you know, he'll get. That's provided, whatever you need. There's, some people wouldn't be able to cope with that. Imagine all the horrible things. Oh, imagine all the things in your life that you don't like suddenly not being there anymore.
Yay. I'd be okay with that.
Hmm.
Yeah, I would be okay. I'm not too worried. I actually am making plans for things that I'll really, really enjoy.
Exactly.
Because when I got out of this house, I realized it's very comfortable and there's lots of things around here. But I'm happy with other things, and some of that I need more outside.
Mm.
Actually, I saw a cute little place for sale by the Watchers River. It's just I can't drive, and that's the toughest thing. Getting to the grocery store, you have to drive.
Yeah, this is the problem. It's like here. I'm out in the middle of the country, and I currently have no car, as everybody knows. And so I have to manifest lifts, or I have to be conscientious about when I'm in town, not to waste my time there, always to bring back things and all that sort of stuff.
Yes.
And I think actually that's a very good thing. It's you know, it helps to train the mind to deal with circumstances that happen rarely. But you know, we're in a time where I think lots of rare things are going to be happening all at the same time. Yeah. Do you really want everything to come true? Yeah, and this is the thing. You have to be careful what you want. You be careful what you ask for, because it's get a horse. Yeah, a horse, or actually it would be cool a husky team, because we have some pretty harsh winters here. A husky team would be very handy.
Oh, I found a bus. I can go to the city twice a week. I can find something.
Well, I mean, if William Stillings is right, we can all have teleportation machines.
Yeah.
Or if other of the, George Cavazos is right, we won't even need teleportation machines. We just teleport. Imagine if we've got that amount of energy to, you know, like I say, if now we can manifest a coin, you could manifest gold bar. That's a lot of energy. So you may be able to just step out of our dimension into hyperspace and step outside, step somewhere else. Maybe even somewhere else, if we wanted to. Meet you in Paris for lunch in the Eiffel Tower. That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. I think all of these things are possible. Definitely. I don't know, I'm still feeling really positive about this whole change.
Yeah, me too.
I'm liking it.
Yeah.
I know myself what I want, and I've changed, and in the next little while I'm going to be slowly going through all my things and finding out what I don't need. And yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm going to be moving.
Yeah. To a place that is really congenial to you, to your spirit.
Yeah.
I'm a firm believer that the ground has energies, specific energies, and that's what causes different accents to happen. Mm-hmm. You can hear it in the blackbirds. Blackbirds have a different song in different places, and they have different accents in these different towns. Across the north of Scotland, everybody's got a different accent. You can place an accent to a town. And all the blackbirds have a different song. Somebody recorded it once.
Really?
Yeah. Pretty cool thing to do. Just the morning song, the song that the blackbird sings, "Ah, it's morning, folks," has a different accent as it goes across the country as the morning comes. Yeah. So a good thing to get rid of stuff. Lose some of that baggage. Sometimes if you get rid of a thing, you get rid of a piece of emotion as well. Because we have emotions in things. And sometimes, you know, people have the house burning down thing. And then they find that they can completely live with what they have now. That they don't miss a thing. They're completely in the now. And perhaps if you've suffered some of these things, you know, if you live in Colorado, you probably had to deal with this situation, which is, it's gone. Let go of it. It's gone. Move on. You know, and just keep moving through life, keeping calm and carrying on. So, brothers and sisters, we're about 2 minutes away from the... 4 minutes away from the end of the hour.
Wow, that was so fast. Thank you so much for having me on.
It was an absolute pleasure, Tracy.
It's going to be so relaxed and fun. We never have to search for anything.
No.
That was nice.
All in the flow. Yep. Lovely flow. Some people...
Now, can you say something like a pirate for me?
What, sorry? Like a pirate? Or more like someone from the West Country, eh? This is a West Country Canadian, eh?
Thank you.
I know. Brothers and sisters, stay calm. Carry on. Stay calm. Carry a wand. I don't think a gun is going to be any use. I'm not entirely sure that even food storage might be any use. Might be good for the pets or something, or the new creatures that your pets have evolved into. Maybe your cat will become a vegetarian. Maybe your dog could type. Maybe your goldfish could fly. All of these things are possible in an infinite universe. And I think the universe is going to get a little more infinite for us. We're going to meet some brothers and sisters before then. That's going to be a surprise. We're going to find out some things. We're already finding out things. You know, people who have been listening to some of the things on Wolf Spirit Radio and the United We Strike and Kevin Arnett situation. All these things are coming to light. The Roman Church is dissolving. Let's hope some good Christians are going to be left out of that. So... thank you for listening to the Ever Beyond Galactic Ribbon special with Tracy Kennedy, my guest and fellow host on Wolf Spirit Radio. We've had a very interesting week, and we will continue having more and more interesting weeks, I think, until the end of this year. And who knows what's going to happen. I don't know what's happening. I'm very excited about it. I think it's a good thing. I feel it's a good thing. It feels good. And any time I don't feel good, I can let go of it. And I feel even better. Flying goldfish put the bong. I'm just thinking, you know, these are the sort of things that could happen in an infinitely possible universe.
That's right.
So, where's my Ever Beyond outro? There we go. It's been great working for everybody, and I'm just going to pop the old thing down now. On Tuesday, I'll be on Revolution Radio. Tracy, what are you on this week?
Monday to Friday, and then Friday night. Total Island News and Trace Elements on Friday.
What time is Trace Elements on Friday night? Same time as this, isn't it?
6 till 8 EST, and Trace Elements is from 11:30 till EST.
Thank you very much. Good night.